Willie Kirk, full time here at Albion Park. You've just lost 2-1 to Celtic in the Premier League. I mean, I don't think you really had a look in at all through the match.
It's a sore one today. Losing your goalkeeper to a sending off was always going to be difficult. Going in at 2-1 down at half time, we had to reorganise and we had a couple of little sniffs, but there was nothing really clear cut we managed to create with the 10 players.
I mean, I say you didn't have a look in. It was 1-1 when you did have your goalkeeper sent off, so you were still in the game, obviously, at that point. Did you get much of a view of the sending off?
I didn't. It all happened really quickly. I think the ball ricocheted off Haley tried to take a touch, and it was a bit heavy. Shannon ended up committing herself, and from the dugout, it was difficult to see. A few of the guys think it was a send off, and a few think it was a bit soft.
Mm-hmm. And it was a penalty and a free kick that you ended up conceding the goals from. That must be particularly frustrating.
It's a hard one to take, two set pieces. I thought Celtic would have made more of their opportunities with 11v10 in the second half, but when you look at the game and the goals we've conceded have been set pieces, it is disappointing.
And after the sending off, you did put an outfield player in goals. Was that always a planned thing to do?
We know that what we do is our backup goalkeeper plays for the reserves. So if they don't have a game, we bring her into our squad for experience. She's only 16. She's a huge potential, but today was one of the games we didn't have her on the bench, unfortunately. But we do know that Joelle is competent in goals, so it wasn't a huge worry for us putting Joelle in, and she pulled off a couple of good saves. So
there was in particular that she tipped it onto the inside of the post. That was a particularly brilliant. She was a full stretch, but she's quite short. So
I never realised how short Joy was until I saw her in goals today. Yeah. And I got a bit worried at that point, but it was very unorthodox, her save, but she tipped it onto the post and got it on its way back out, so she did well.
And well, she kept the scoreline at 2-1. That's Celtic now I think 5 points behind you in the league, and they have a game in hand.
Yep.
It's getting a bit tighter behind you in the league.
It is tight, but I think the girls will take a lot from that today. The team spirit, the character they showed in the second half. Celtic were strengthened today by the two lone players from Liverpool. They'll go back down to England in a few weeks, so I'd be very disappointed if we don't secure second place this season.
And that's now there's SWPL in a mid-season break, but you're in Scottish Cup next weekend against Hutchie Vale.
That's right.
They're obviously down in the bottom of the Premier League, but is there a bit of a rivalry between the Edinburgh teams?
I would say our biggest rival is probably Glasgow City, just because that's the team at the top. The location thing, I don't think it's really crept into the ladies' game yet, a rivalry between teams in neighbouring towns. Hutchie Vale are a decent side. They've picked up a couple of good results in the last fortnight. We've only beat them here 4-1. We were disappointed with our own performance, to be fair, that day, but with Shannon being suspended now and our player is on holiday, we're a little bit threadbare, so we'll need to be careful we don't get caught out next week.
And there's a couple of other Hibs teams in the Scottish Cup as well. How do they fit into the Hibernian women's setup?
What happens is we have three senior teams. The aim of the club when we created the senior teams was to have the Premier League team, the reserves or the 2000 squad. They won the regional second division last year, which put them into the first division, and then 1875 are still in the regional league. So you can only have one team in the Premier, one team in the first. Mm-hmm. So we now have a structure there. We have a senior team in each of the three divisions, so it fits nicely when we bring youth players from the under-17s. They'll be an easy fit for them, as far as the very cream of the crop will come straight into the Premier League squad, and then it allows us to put the rest into either the first division squad or the second division squad.
What do you get out of the facilities here that you might not get elsewhere?
Facilities here allow us to just our approach is a lot more professional now. We were playing our games at the Hibernian Training Centre, and although it was nice because you're part of the club and you're using the men's facilities, it's exactly what it says in the tin. It's a training centre, and it's designed, it's a fantastic facility for training, but it's not exactly designed for games. Moving it here, we can now easily charge admission, which we've started doing since the start of the season. We can also, our whole warm-up structured a lot better. Once you were out for your warm-up, you stayed out at the training centre, but here we can come in, we can do our warm-up, we can get back in the change room, finish off our preparations in there. We also have the hospitality here after it. The post-match hospitality is done in the cafe upstairs, so it's just our whole approach can be a lot more professional.
And a great 3G surface as well.
Fantastic surface. I wish there was more A surfaces about when I played. Although then I wouldn't be able to blame the bad bounce. it's a really good surface, and we train on that surface as well, so it's something we're well used to.